Welcome to Friday, the week's last edition of CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azuz. Our 10 minutes of commercial-free coverage starts in Ukraine. It's a politically divided country. Late last year, Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych called off a trade deal with the European Union and agreed to one with Russia instead. Protests followed by people who disagreed with the president's decision and wanted closer ties with the European Union. The government recently passed laws limiting what protesters were allowed to do in Ukraine, and the protests turned violent. There was a truce yesterday, which brought hours of calm to an area that had been anything but. Here's how things looked before the truce was called.
This demonstration, for the time being, characterized more by noise than by violence, but there have been clashes overnight. One protester was shot dead, a very serious escalation in the violence.
Fury at the turn this day has taken. You had no right to kill him, this woman screams. In the makeshift hospital, we learn that more have been killed.
The doctors say that they had wounds to their chest, one of them shot directly in the head. We don't know yet what with. It could have been plastic bullets. The Prime Minister says that the riot police are not equipped with live ammunition.
But plastic bullets fired into crowds are clearly dangerous enough. Even if these crowds are brave and push back. No matter the consequences for those unlucky enough to end up in police hands.
We're wearing all of our protective gear, not least because the protesters keep telling us the riot policemen don't care whether you're press or whether you're a protester. And we've seen evidence of that ourselves. Video where a riot policeman points his gun directly into the camera and fires.
At least 200 injured on the police side also. The anger against them and the government, who have banned all protesting, feels universal. Young and old brave the freezing cold, lending a hand to the makeshift barricades, the makeshift weapons.
This line of fire, burning tires, has formed a very effective barricade between the protesters and the riot police, who are lined up on the other side. They've been pushing these burning fires further and further up the road. And as you can see now, they're getting their missiles ready. Stones, we've seen them preparing and making Molotov cocktails to throw through the smoke at police.
A battleground of the most primitive kind, but still dangerous, still deadly, nonetheless. Diana Magne, CNN, Kiev.